Hey everybody, Max Cannon here. It's the little UFC podcast. As always, joined by Zorro the 3.5 Fat Boy. Zorro, who do you think is going to win UFC 299? You think it's going to be Chito Vera? Or do you think it's going to be Snow Cone? I got a Snow Cone on my head. Sugar Sean O'Malley. What do you think? What's that? You're a dog? You don't watch UFC? You just want to sniff other dogs' butts? Okay. Anyway, let's see. What should we do here? Should we start? Let's start at the top. Main event, Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera. I think Sean O'Malley's going to take this one. Because he's better. He's much better than Marlon Vera, I think. Marlon Vera shouldn't be fighting for the title. I don't understand why this fight was made. Oh, I mean, of course, Marlon Vera beat Sean O'Malley, you know, of course, because of that calf kick there, you know. But that was, you know, kind of a not fluke, not a luck, but a fluke, you know. Those calf kicks, you know, that only happens sometimes, you know. It's happened a bunch of times in the UFC, but it's not guaranteed to happen there, you know. Of course, Sean O'Malley's probably training his leg kick blocks there, you know. Of course, Marlon Vera, he kind of sucks. Like he lost to Corey Sandhagen. Because he's worse than Corey Sandhagen. He beat old man Pedro Munhoz. Because Pedro Munhoz is 38 years old or something. He beat old man Dominic Cruz. Because Dominic Cruz is also 38 years old. You know, I guess his best win is versus Rob Comic Sans Font. But Rob Font is also 36 years old. He beat Frankie Edgar, who is fucking 40 years old. God, he beat Davy Grant, who sucks. He lost to Jose Aldo, even though Jose Aldo was 35, you know. He lost to Song Yadong. So, Marlon Vera's resume it's not that good. All of his wins are against really old dudes, you know. So, I don't think he hasn't beat anybody under 35, I think, in the past 4 years. All of his wins were over guys over 45, so I don't think he's that good, you know. I mean, he could probably kick my ass, but, Sean O'Malley should take that one, you know. Anyway, of course, Sean O'Malley, both these guys are going to probably lose to Merab Dvalishvili, who should be champion, but he, you know, let his buddy Aljo be champion. So who knows? Of course, then we got Dustin Poirier versus Benoit Saint-Denis. This is a fight for the French fans, you know. Of course, Dustin Poirier is American. You know, he's a red-blooded American, but of course, you know, he's got the name Poirier. Is a French name, you know. It's a French fight, dude. You ever watch two French people fight? Me neither. Where's Benoit Saint-Denis? You know, in his last fight, he won. And then he thanked the American troops for saving France in World War II. You know, so he's a patriot. You know, he's a soldier. They show him, like, shooting guns and shit. But I don't know the rules, but I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to use guns in the UFC there, you know, so we'll see. Of course, he has looked pretty good in his last few fights, but he hasn't really fought anybody. You know, he hasn't fought anybody that good, you know. So, we'll see what happens. I didn't bet on, you know, Dustin Poirier is getting up there, you know. Dustin Poirier is 35 years old. I think, you know, Dustin Poirier is probably a better fighter, but he's just old man now, you know. He's just old man, and that's father time, dude. Father time's the biggest factor in the UFC there, you know, so, that's going to be a good fight, too. That should be a good fight. Yeah, I think Sean O'Malley and Marlon Vera, that'll be a good fight. Entertaining fight. Dustin Poirier, Benoit Saint-Denis, that'll be a good fight. Entertaining fight. Then we got Kevin Holland versus Michael Venom Page, who both kind of have similar styles. This should also be a very entertaining fight. Of course, Michael Venom Page, he was the champion of, some other promotion. I can't remember which one it was. Is it Bellator? Or, let me check his UFC here. Mixed martial arts. Yeah, Bellator. He's a Bellator champion. And Bellator they don't have so many good fighters there in Bellator, you know? So, of course, he's 36 years old. He comes over to the UFC here, but, you know, he's 21-2, but I don't think he hasn't really fought anybody, you know? So, I think the thing is, Kevin Holland's not that good either, you know? But both these guys are, you know, kind of entertaining strikers, so that should be a good fight there. I didn't bet on this one. I'd probably bet on Kevin Holland. I don't think Kevin Holland's probably just fought better. I mean, he kind of sucks too, but he's fought better competition. And Michael Venom Page is 36 years old, so we'll see what happens there. Then of course we got Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Maddalena. Of course, Gilbert Burns is also the better fighter here, but he's also 10 years older than Jack Della Maddalena. So, I think Jack will probably take this one just because of the age. Just because of the age, you know. Burns is a little too old. He's a little too old. But that one should be a good fight there, too. You know, Burns always throws down, you know. He likes to throw down. And Jack Della Maddalena. Is this guy, yeah, he hasn't really fought anybody either, but,
well, I guess he beat Kevin Holland, but, yeah.
Of course, then we got Peter Yan versus Song Yadong. This would also be a banger fight, dude. Oh, all these fights are bangers, dude. Bangers, dude. Yeah, it's good. We got no wrestlers in this, we got all the guys that like to swang and bang in this main event here. Of course, Peter Pan Pyotrian Song Yadong versus Song Yadong. Song Yadong has been looking good. He's been getting better, you know. He's a young boy. He was only 26 years old. He probably started fighting way too early. God, he started fighting when he was, what, 19? Oh, God. But, yeah, he's been getting better there. You know, he looked really good versus Ricky Simon. He looked pretty good versus Chris Gutierrez, you know. Of course, he didn't look that good versus Corey Sandhagen, but Corey Sandhagen's just a much better fighter, you know. But Song Yadong, he likes to swang and bang there, you know, and so does Peter Pan Pyotrian, you know. I think Pyotrian's a better fighter. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, he's had those tough losses. You know, he's on kind of a losing streak there, you know. Like, he got destroyed by Merab. So that probably hurt his feely-wheelies, you know. Then he lost to Sean O'Malley, which he probably should have won that fight. So that probably hurt his feely-wheelies, you know. Then he lost his belt to Aljamain Sterling, you know, because Aljamain just, like, backpacked him for two rounds there, you know. Kind of, you know, I mean, he lost the fight, but he did more damage. You know? He lost the rounds, but he did more damage. So he lost his belt. Yeah, then he beat, yeah. So I don't know, I think we'll see. I mean, hopefully he shows up. I wonder where his head's at, you know. If he shows up, he should definitely win this fight. You know, I think his, you know, he does those, like, judo trips. Song Yadong is probably going to, when they get in the clinch there, Yan's probably going to do those judo trips, you know. So I think Yan should win that fight. I don't know, but Song Yadong, he's been getting better there, you know. So we'll see. He's not in his prime yet, you know. He's still got a couple more years to be in his prime there, you know, so. I think Song Yadong could one day be champion, but he's still a young boy. He's still a young rapscallion, you know? He still has lots to learn. We'll see. We'll see what happens, Larry. Russia versus China. Who's more communist? Who's hated more by the Democratic Party? I guess the Russians are. You know what's weird about the Democratic Party? I don't want to get too political here, you know, but there's, you know, a lot of people that hate the Russians or whatever, you know? They're like, fucking Russians, dude. I hate Russia, let's go Ukraine. And they don't give a fuck about China. It's like, hey, I mean, don't you know they're kind of allies there? You know, don't you know that? How can you be anti-Russia and pro-China? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I didn't bet any on any of the main fight cards because I think a lot of these fights are kind of toss-ups. And the odds are just, you know, the ones where I think Sean O'Malley would win, the odds are not very good, so I didn't bet. But I did bet on the prelims. I bet a lot on the prelims. Because we got Curtis Blaydes versus Jailton Almeida. I bet on Curtis Blaydes. Because Almeida probably should not be fighting at heavyweight. He should definitely be fighting at 205. I don't know why this guy doesn't cut weight and just go to 205. Like, he's not that big. He could easily be champion at 205. Like, he only weighs, like, what, 230 or something? He can't cut 25 pounds? Like, Aljamain Sterling cuts 40 pounds to get down to 135. And this guy, you're telling me this guy can't cut 25 pounds? What's your deal, dude? Just cut 25 pounds, dude, yeah. And, yeah, Almeida, he's a very good wrestler, but his striking is fucking terrible, and his ground and pound is fucking terrible. So he just relies on his wrestling. But Curtis Blaydes is also a very good wrestler. And I think Curtis Blaydes is going to definitely be able to negate the wrestling of Almeida. And he has more weapons there. He's, you know, he's still quick. He's fast. Of course, he does have negative fight IQ, but I think he's just a more well-rounded fighter there. So I bet on Curtis Blaydes there. put $5 on Curtis Blades. So we got Caitlin Chook again versus Macy Barber. I think Macy Barber's going to take this one. Read some sad news about Caitlin Chook again. Apparently, she tried in vitro fertilization. She had 2 in vitro fertilizations, and they both failed. So she went back to fighting. She quit fighting so she could have a baby, but then they both failed. So now she's back to fighting. That's kind of depressing, man. That's kind of sad. That's going to make me feel really bad for her when Macy Barber's kicking her ass, smashing her face. I'm going to be like, oh, God, this poor woman. She couldn't have a baby. Now she's getting her face smashed. Life is suffering, kids. That's the story of Jesus. Life is suffering. Anyway, then we got Mateusz Gamrot versus Rafael Dos Anjos. That's Rafael Dos Anjos, old man, 39 years old. You know, if they were both the same age, Dos Anjos would definitely take this. And Dos Anjos, he's still looking good, man. He's one of the best, you know. He's up there. Of course, he lost versus Luque, but he was one of the best. He is one of the best, but he's just too old now. And Gamrot has insane cardio. And I met this guy on Halloween who said he trained with Gamrot and they did EPO together. So, Gamrot's cardio is insane. Rafael Dos Anjos is definitely a much better striker. But, I just feel like, you know, he's old man there, you know, and Gamrot's just gonna tire him out. He's gonna be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna out-wrestle you. I'm gonna wrestle you, make you tired, because you're an old man. There's we got Pedro Munhoz versus Kyler Phillips. Man, there's another old man. They got a lot of, old man versus young boy fights. This UFC here. I can't remember if I bet on this. I don't think I did. But anyway, Kyler Phillips, he's got almost a 20-centimeter reach. He's got like almost 6-inch reach advantage. Ooh. Got Pedro Munhoz, man. This guy has fought killers every fight, man. He just fights, even though he's old. He's an old man, you know. He doesn't have his fight schedule. God, he's just fought killers after killer. He's fought the best of the best and lost every time, but, you know. you know, at least he's got that on his resume, you know. You know, when they interview him 10 years from now, he's like, yeah, I fought that dude. Yeah, I fought that dude. Yeah, I fought them all, dude. I lost at all the good ones, but I fought them all. Let's see. The early prelims, we got Ion Cutelaba versus Felipe Lins. Yeah, this is another, I don't think I bet on this one. I can't remember what else I bet on. But, yeah, then we got Michelle Pereira versus Michelle Orek. That should be another good fight there. I guess that's all the fights I want to talk about there. I can't remember. I think I bet on Curtis Blades, Macy Barber, and Mateusz Gamrot. And I think I made some other bets, but I can't remember. Can't remember. Anyway, those are my picks. Did I tell you? Okay, I think the Sean O'Malley's going to win. I think Dustin Poirier versus St. Bernard. I don't know, man. Hey, God, Dustin Poirier. Yeah, I wonder how much that head kick, that can, you know, got, you know. When was that? July? That was 6 months ago. I think Dustin Poirier is going to win that one. We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. And of course, Kevin Hall. I think Kevin Holland's going to win. I think Jack Della Maddalena is going to win. I think Peter Pian Pirian is going to win. I think Curtis Blade's going to win. I think Mace Barber's going to win. I think Mateusz Gamrot's going to win. I think Kyler Phillips is going to win. I think those are my picks. I didn't bet on all of them, but those are my picks. Those are my picks. Zoro, who do you think is going to win? Are you excited? You don't understand anything I'm saying because you're a dog? Oh, okay. Zoro had a bad dream. Zoro has lots of bad dreams. Then the other couple days ago, he like screamed out, you know. Sometimes he barks in his dreams, you know. But he started howling. You know, he was like, and we woke him up, you know. He was looking around, he's like, huh? What? Where am I? What's going on? Where's my treats? I'm a fat boy. Give me some treats. You know, anyway, thanks for listening. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow.